Shalom,
Hello, we're reading from the writings of Rabash,
article
923, and he said, when you deliver the Hebrew women, study materials can be found online, article again, and he said, when you deliver the Hebrew women, Rav, please. Yes, let's start. 923, and he said, when you deliver the Hebrew woman, see upon the birth stool, if it is a boy, put him to death, and if it is a girl, she shall live. Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, every boy who is born, cast him in the Nile, and every girl, keep alive. We should interpret this. When a person begins to walk on the path of the Creator, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is the king who rules over the bodies to keep those who work in order to bestow, so that the bodies will resist, and they will not be able to achieve the desired wholeness, which is that all his actions will be for the sake of the Creator. For this reason, he said, meaning commanded, that when the workers engage in Torah mitzvot, called Hebrews, when the work in Torah and mitzvot belongs to servants of the Creator, while the Egyptians are when one engages in corporeal actions, in which the Egyptians engage as well. Only when they engage in Torah and mitzvot, they're called Hebrews. See on the birth stool is the time when one says that he wants to understand what he is doing, for what purpose he engages in Torah and mitzvot. If it is a boy, meaning his work is in order to bestow, and this is his desire when he engages in Torah and mitzvot, put him to death, meaning do not give him any vitality or strength, so he will stop his work. If it is a girl, meaning his intention has the quality of female, meaning in order to receive, she shall live, meaning you can give him strength and vitality, because that person does not wish to come out of Egypt. There's no reason to fear him. Hence, you may help him. Let him do whatever he wants. Even if he's meticulous in all kinds of manners, since in any case, he will remain with us in Egypt. And it is not worthwhile to exert for no reason. For in any case, he is one of ours. But if it is a boy, if his aim is to come to aim for the sake of the Creator, and not for his own benefit, from this he can be rewarded with the Savior of Israel, called the quality of Moses. As our sages said, the expansion of Moses in each and every generation. If he is rewarded with the quality of Moses, called the Savior of Israel, who will deliver them from Egypt, we must see beforehand so as to prevent him from reaching a state where he emerges from the exile in Egypt. However, how can they know that he is going for the aim to bestow? After all, he is still in Egypt, which is working for self-benefit, and not in order to bestow.
Ela, הוא רוצה לזכות.
However, now he wants to be rewarded with it. And for this, he gave them a sign. A male, his face is downward. A female, her face is upward. He interprets face and back in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. That when seeing a person from behind, we cannot know if this is truly the person of whom we are thinking. He might be another, and we could be mistaken. But if we see the other's face, then there are no doubts.
Hence,
when we want to imply that we understand something in utter certainty, that we have no mistakes, this is called face. Conversely, something that is not clear to the mind is called back. For this reason, face is called knowing that he is serving the Creator only in a manner of knowing. This is considered that his face is up in terms of importance, since what counts for him is knowledge. Back, when he is only in faith, since in the mind it could be either or. And he regards this as below in its importance. For this reason, he gave them the sign. If you want to know if he is going for the goal of achieving the aim to bestow, if his face is downward, if knowing is of little importance to him, and his back is upward, meaning that faith is of high importance to him, it is a sign that he wants to achieve the quality of boy, the aim to bestow. Hence, put him to death. Disrupt him however you can. Because he will certainly be rewarded with the quality of Moses, who is the Savior of Israel, and will deliver them from the exile in Egypt, and will enter the land of Israel, the place of Kedusha, of holiness. And this is the meaning of, and you shall see my back, meaning faith, but my face shall not be seen. Namely, you will not attain me through knowledge. Pharaoh commanded all his people, meaning he does not know from which nation the Savior of Israel will be born, whether from Egypt or from Israel. Since every person consists of corporeal actions called Egyptians, for the Egyptians also engage in corporeal actions. Hence, man's work in corporeal actions is called Egypt. And when he engages in Torah and Mitzvot, he is called Israel. He says that he does not know from which discernment a person might be rewarded with the quality of Moses, called the Savior of Israel. That is, it could be that while a person engages in corporeality, while all his intentions are in order to bestow, even while doing corporeal actions, he might be rewarded with the quality of the Savior of Israel. For this reason, keep an eye while they engage in corporeal actions, that if they aim in order to bestow, which is called a male, cast him in denial. That is, do not let him aim for the sake of the Creator called a boy, even with corporeal actions. And every girl, keep alive. Only when his aim is to receive, in order to receive, you can give him vitality and strength to do corporeal deeds. But if it is a boy, he might be rewarded at that time with the quality of Moses, called the Savior of Israel, who will deliver him from the exile in Egypt and into the land of Kedusha, of holiness.
Thank you very much, Oren. So I think it's worth asking him to read again.
Vayomer b'yaldechen et ha'ivriyot. Vayomer b'yaldechen et ha'ivriyot ur'iten al ha'ovnaim im benhu.
Article 9:23, and he said, when you deliver the Hebrew woman.
And he said,
when you deliver the Hebrew woman, see upon the birthstool, if it is a boy, put him to death, and if it is a girl, she shall live. Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, every boy who is born, cast him in the Nile, and every girl, keep alive. We should interpret this. When a person begins to walk on the path of the Creator, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is the king who rules over the bodies, to keep those who work in order to bestow, so that the bodies will resist and they will not be able to achieve the desired wholeness, which is that all his actions will be for the sake of the Creator. For this reason, he said, meaning commanded, that when the workers engage in Torah and mitzvot, commandments called Hebrews, when the work in Torah and mitzvot belongs to servants of the Creator, while the Egyptians are when one engages in corporeal actions, in which the Egyptians engage as well. Only when they engage in Torah and mitzvot, they are called Hebrews. See, on the birth stool is the time when one says that he wants to understand what he is doing, meaning for what purpose he engages in Torah and mitzvot. If it is a boy, meaning that his work is in order to bestow, and this is his desire when he engages in Torah and mitzvot, put him to death. Meaning, do not give him any vitality or strength, so he will stop his work. If it is a girl, meaning his intention has the quality of female, in order to receive, she shall live. Meaning, you can give him strength and vitality because that person does not wish to come out of Egypt, and there is no reason to fear him. Hence, you may help him, let him do whatever he wants. Even if he is meticulous in all kinds of manners, since in any case, he will remain with us in Egypt, and it is not worthwhile to exert for any reason. For in any case, he is one of ours. But if it is a boy, if his aim is to come to aim for the sake of the Creator, and not for his own benefit, from this, he can be rewarded with the Savior of Israel, called the quality of Moses, As our sages said, the expansion of Moses in each and every generation. If he is rewarded with the quality of Moses, called the Savior of Israel, who will deliver them from Egypt, we must see beforehand so as to prevent him from reaching a state where he emerges from the exile in Egypt. However, how can they know that he is going for the aim to bestow? After all, he is still in Egypt, which is working for self-benefit and not in order to bestow. Now, however, he wants to be rewarded with it. And for this, he gave them a sign, a male Zachar, his face is downward. A female Nekiva, her face is upward. He interprets face and back in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot. That when seeing a person from behind, we cannot know if this is truly the person of whom we are thinking. It might be another, and we could be mistaken. But if we see the other's face, there are no doubts. Hence, when we want to imply that we understand something in utter certainty, that we have no mistakes, this is called face. Conversely, something that is not clear to the mind is called back. For this reason, face, panim, is called knowing, that he is serving the Creator only in a manner of knowing. This is considered that his face is up in terms of importance, since what counts for him is knowledge. Back, achoraim, is when he is only in faith, since in the mind it could be either or. He regards this as below in its importance. For this reason, he gave them the sign. If you want to know if he is going for the goal of achieving the aim to bestow, if his face is downward, if knowing is of little importance to him, and his back is upward, meaning that faith is of high importance to him, it is a sign that he wants to achieve the quality of boy, the aim to bestow. Hence, put him to death. Disrupt him however you can, because he will certainly be rewarded with the quality of Moses, who is the Savior of Israel, and will deliver them from the exile in Egypt, and will enter the land of Israel, the palace of Kedusha. This is the meaning of, and you shall see my back, achoraim, meaning faith, but my face, panim, shall not be seen. Namely, you will not attain me through knowledge. Pharaoh commanded all his people, meaning he does not know from which nation the Savior of Israel will be born, whether from Egypt or from Israel. Every person consists of corporeal actions called Egyptians, for the Egyptians also engage in corporeal actions. Hence, man's work in corporeal actions is called Egypt. And when he engages in Torah and mitzvot, he is called Israel. He says that he does not know from which discernment a person might be rewarded with the quality of Moses. called the Savior of Israel. That is, it could be that while a person engages in corporeality, while all his intentions are in order to bestow, even while doing corporeal actions, he might be rewarded with the quality of the Savior of Israel. For this reason, keep an eye while they engage in corporeal actions, that if they aim in order to bestow, which is called a male custom in the Nile, that is, do not let him aim for the sake of the Creator, called a boy, even with corporeal actions. And every girl keep alive only when his aim is to receive in order to receive. You can give him vitality and strength to do corporeal deeds. But if it is a boy, he might be rewarded at that time with the quality of Moses, called the Savior of Israel, who will deliver him from the exile in Egypt and into the land of Kedusha, holiness.
Okay. Well, let's start to hear what you want to ask.
Turki tu.
Todra baraviyakar, raviyakar. İçimizdeki bu merhamet niteliğini nasıl dış etkenlerden koruyabiliriz?
Eh, אנחנו יכולים. סליחה. איך להגן על תכונת החסד בתוכנו מהשפעות חיצוניות?
How can we protect the quality of chesed, mercy inside of the person from external influence?
That through our intentions, that if we are connected and want to reach just the quality of bestowal, giving, then we don't need to be afraid of anything. By that, we're already protected from all of the bad forces. And in this way we advance.
Rav Yakar, erkeğin yüzü aşağı doğru ve kadının yüzü yukarıya doğru diye yazılıyor makalede. Bana bu Davud'un yıldızını anımsatıyor. Bu içimizdeki hangi nitelik?
Lo yodi eh letergem leibrit, aval ani yakhul letergem leanglit. Is that okay?
I don't know how to translate to Hebrew, but it can translate to English.
The article is saying that man's face is looking down and a woman's face is also looking the other side. So to understand that if it is relating to the Magen David, the Star of David, this allegory just reminded him Star of David, and is it related with this or not?
No.
I didn't learn it such, I can't say it so. If he finds it in the sources, then let him send it to me, and then I will know as well. Okay?
Kiev. Да, дорогой Раф, вот обнаруживаешь, что действительно постоянно бросаю.
Yes, dear Raf, you find that these intentions for bestowal are thrown in the Nile. You, as soon as you tune yourself, adjust yourself correctly for this, then you're thrown in the Nile. What depends on us in this process?
Depends on us that in every moment of time to hold that intention towards bestowal.
Ну вот пытаешься, тут написано в статье, что вот это...
So you try, you, it says in the article these intentions for bestowal, boys, the newborns, the pharaoh still throws them in the Nile. Only the girls can attain some intention for reception.
Yeah.
How do we succeed in this? How do we acquire this quality of Moses?
Yeah, we can attain that quality of Moses if we will just conduct ourselves properly, meaning to understand that our mutual bestowal to each other, mutual help to each other, it needs to bring us to bestow to the Creator.
Woman Mac.
Здравствуйте, дорогой любимый Рав. Дорогой учитель, а как вот развить устремление к...
Hello, dear beloved Rav. Dear teacher, how to develop a yearning for true unity in our lessons, in our meetings, to move forward to please the Creator?
Вы очень хорошо все сформулировали.
Ask him for that. You formulated everything very nicely. Start to ask him for that together.
Dear
Rav, what does it mean to realize unity in the way that the Creator wants?
That's without any limits. Unity that's just completely limitless.
How to feel that he wants from us.
You need to ask him to request it, to nag him, and then you'll understand this connection with him, and in that connection you will develop.
Dear
Rav, the actions are the same. How to check one's intention for bestowal?
I don't understand.
We're
constantly uniting, and it seems like our external actions are always the same. How do we check our intention for bestowal?
We don't look at the actions, we look at the intentions. We just examine the intentions.
So how do we examine the intention?
For what? For whose sake? That's what we need to determine.
What is a sign of the correct intention?
То, что оно направлено на Творца.
That it's aimed at the Creator.
Спасибо большое.
Woman Turkey Five. Thank you very
much. Selam Rav, selam dostlar. My friend asking, sevgili Rav, Musa ve Firavun'un hikayesinde Musa'ya eşlik eden bir kitle var.
In the story of Moses and Pharaoh, there are people that free him. In our study, what is this environment that's inside of us so this would be open?
Желание, силы, устремление.
All sorts of desires, forces, aspirations, which help us to move forward, meaning to even greater bestowal. All of those desires, forces, and intentions, we need to gather them together and to amplify them. As if to extend them to the Creator. And in this way, gradually we'll see how the Creator is helping us to develop them. Okay?
Woman Turkey 7.
Selam sevgili Rav, selam sevgili dostlar. Yaradana bilme şeklinde oluşan farkındalığı ihsan etmeye dönüştürmek mümkün değil mi? Teşekkürler.
With regards to the knowledge of the Creator, this quality of knowledge, is it possible to turn this into bestowal?
How do I turn the knowledge of the Creator into bestowal? These are two things that are different and foreign to each other. That I want to bestow to the Creator, it's something else.
Ita, woman.
Womanita.
Buongiorno, caro Rav. Buongiorno, Clio Lamy. Israel is us who feel committed to seeking the qualities of the Creator. In faith, for us, there is no distinction because the differences are spiritual gifts. What do we need to learn here? Thank you so much.
If these are boys, then they want to reach the quality of bestowal. And if these are girls, then they want to reach the quality of reception. That's how it is.
Woman Latin 4.
Maestro, ¿qué significa acciones corpóreas que podrían ser recompensadas con la cualidad de Salvador de Israel?
It is said that even if you are dealing with corporeal actions, you can become become the savior of Israel. What does this mean?
As it's written, what did you say now? Repeat it.
The question is, during corporeal actions, when all his intentions are in order to bestow, he can become the savior of Israel. What are these corporeal actions that let us become the savior of Israel?
Is that we truly, through corporeal actions, can merit reaching in order to bestow, to advance to spirituality. That's it.
Woman Mach 25.
Здравствуйте, Рав, мировой Кли. Скажите, пожалуйста, почему свойство веры считается ахараем парцуфа?
Рав, world Кли, why is the face of faith called ахараем? Because it's something we strive for in our work.
And so what of it?
Ну, как будто получается, что этого свойства, ну вот каждый раз.
So it seems like this quality is not enough. Seemingly, it's like panim has to do with knowledge. So could you explain this?
Устремление к отдаче.
Panim is the aspiration to bestow. Ahor is the aspiration to reception. And accordingly, see what happens for you and where you are, whether it's in panim or ahoraim.
Barur. Woman Rose Esser.
Добрый день, дорогой учитель, мировой кли, Рав. А вот как из личных выяснений евреев родить сына и дочь?
Discernments of the Hebrew girl to a Hebrew woman to give birth to a son and a daughter, and can we achieve this desire as a 10?
course, it's possible. We wish with the whole 10 to reach the quality of bestowal. This is what it means to birth a son.
Does this depend on our yearning and the way we yearn for the goal?
Yeah, of course, of course. I'm in Spain.
Buenos días, Rab. Buenos días, Rab. Buenos días, amigos. Pareciera que siempre vamos a tener pegado al faraón. La pregunta es la siguiente. Egipto e Israel trabajan paralelamente.
Seems like the pharaoh is always sticks to us, is glued to us. The nation of Israel stands in parallel, or it has to stand only before the goal?
Israel needs to work only towards the goal, which is why they're called Israel. Israel means direct, straight, and El is the creator. And then whoever is directed towards reaching the creator is called Israel. But if one is not directed there, then he's not called Israel. It's not according to one's ID or passport. Rather, it's according to that inclination of the heart.
Woman, Latin, 13.
Gracias, Rab. Rab, ¿cómo se manifiesta estas cualidades de varón y mujer en nuestra decena? ¿Cómo solamente dar vida a este varón?
How were the qualities of son and daughter revealed in the ten? How to give the force of vitality to the son?
We need to try more to yearn to the connection, towards the connection between us, to that force of, to the mutual force of bestowal, and then we'll get revealed to us from time to time if we are in the force of bestowal or in the force of reception, if we have a son or a daughter, and in this way we'll move forward.
At the end of the article, he writes, and this is a secret of what I see. You've seen my posterior side, achorai, and you won't see my faith, and you will not attain me through knowledge. When he writes about knowledge or reason, is this that or knowledge?
Knowledge, yes.
What I'm asking is, according to my perception, this process, that meaning knowledge and above reason. Let's say I'm reading an article and I have some knowledge, had something, and according to the article, it's changed because I strive to rise above reason. Is this where we meet the Creator?
Where there?
Above reason?
Again.
Yes. Yes.
Woman, Turkey, 8.
Selam Rav, sevgili Rav, çalışmada olan biz kadınlar Musa niteliğine sahip olacak kadınlarımıza ne tavsiyede bulunursunuz?
Oto da var kımı gvarim. Oto da var.
Will the women as well have the quality of Moses? What advice can you give to the women? The same thing as the men, the same thing. We need to relate to this in a form that Whoever wants to bestow or to come closer to bestow is called a man, and whoever wants to receive or to come closer to reception is called a woman. That's it. Otherwise, we don't discern between the genders, between men and women.
Дорогой Рав, а как правильно себя настраивать, чтобы вот вера выше знания была?
How do we tune ourselves correctly so that faith above reason is more important for us than knowledge or reason?
Так мы должны себя настраивать.
And that's how we need to aim ourselves. That faith above reason is the main thing. And that's how we raise faith for it to determine all that we want to attain.
Раф, еще такой вопрос. Вот дочери это ради...
Раф, such a question. Daughters are for us, for oneself. But a woman gives birth, she can give birth to a son or a daughter. So how can the desire for oneself produce an intention that's for the Creator? Rav, yes, this is exactly the way it turns out. We'll study this more. Physically, in a woman, there are many corrected elements. More than in a man. That's why a man has to study,
to yearn,
to do something, and a woman doesn't need in such this number of corrections as a man.
Woman max 86.
Спасибо.
Thank you.
То есть все, что я понимаю в своем разуме, могу себе.
With everything I understand in my intellect, intellectually it seems correct. This is what the ego depicts to me. And in any case, however it appears to me, I need to go above that and to make efforts without looking at anything, and to make efforts in the connection, and to be aimed at the Creator.
Да.
Yes, yes.
Woman Mag 98.
Добрый день. Такой вот вопрос. Как самым
лучшим образом? Question. How in the best way do we use that quality of the Ahurim in order to advance?
Просить исправления. И больше ничего.
Ask for correction and nothing else.
Also, I wanted to ask, why do we need knowledge if we do not attain the Creator through knowledge? How do we use it then?
We achieve it in knowledge, in intention, so don't worry.
Woman, help too.
Shalom, Kvod Rav.
Well, dear Rav, we live in a world in which everything, there's truly abundance in everything. So how could it be that we still feel enslaved? Why is he not letting us to come out to freedom?
Ken?
Because we are connected to our ego.
According to the story, we came out of Egypt. Why then do we not have this feeling of freedom and we're still within our ego? What's preventing us from coming out?
We are connected for now. We haven't revealed that we're an ego.
With all that's happening, we still didn't. We see that we're in the ego, we're in Egypt. What's preventing us from coming out of Egypt?
We have to see where we truly are and unite between us. And from our general ego to shout out to the Creator, to cry to the Creator so that he would help us to arise and come out of Egypt in this way.
And then the day is just the Creator that does this for us? Take us out of Egypt?
Woman Spain.
Oh, of course. Woman Spain.
La mujer es una energía o una fuerza espiritual que nos ayuda a salir de Egipto.
Is a woman a force or spiritual energy that helps us to come out of Egypt?
If a woman wants to come out of Egypt, of course she helps us.
Thank you for the possibility to ask the question. If there's this inner disagreement where we are found as a group, and does this demand a certain scrutiny in the group, or is this individual work?
This maybe demands clarification in the group.
How do we combine these things? They're like self-annulment and the scrutiny. These things are as if in contradiction.
No, you tune ourselves to achieve understanding, unity, and closeness.
Woman Almata.
Thank you.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Вот по данной статье мы должны вот чувствовать.
Hello, according to the current article, we need to feel that we don't even know where we are, if we're aimed or not, if it's to bestow or reception, and that's the Horayim.
For now, yes.
And when the lesson needs to aim and to ask from the Creator, then we'll merit it. Can we say the son is the Chokhmah and the daughter is Chassadim?
No, this is all types of ego that are expressed in us in this way.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Rav. Can we say that receiving in order to receive is the daughter, and then bestow in order to receive is the son that wants?
This is not quite so. We have to talk about it.
And bestow to bestow is the quality of Moses?
Yes, also not so clear. We'll talk about it.
Dear teacher, in the article it's written that the women, the Jewish women, the Jews not only worked in corporality, but also worked on the Torah and mitzvot, that specifically from this Jewish woman can, the quality of Moses can be born.
This doesn't mean anything. We used to not have Jews or not nobody else. Everything started from intention.
Thank you.
So this is wrong. Don't transfer everything to the plane of our world. This is wrong completely.
Woman Africa.
Good morning, Rav. It's a simple question, but I think it's important for us here. Is the only way to be directly directed to the Creator through prayer?
Ken.
Thank you.
Yes.
Woman Latin.
Cuando uno llega a un estado en el que su corazón no siente nada, que siente que es un estado en el que solo quiere encontrar.
One person feels a state in the heart when in the heart he doesn't feel anything. Rather, he's in some kind of a state where he wants to find that quality with which he can bestow to the Creator. What's lacking here, Rav? Because I feel that I'm powerless.
I understand you. This is how we feel usually.
להתחבר עם החברים ולחפש
And from a whole heart unite with the friends and seek a new foundation.
ואז הבורא הוא מביא אותנו לדרגה חדשה.
And then the creator brings us to the new degree.
מתחילים להרגיש את המדרגה הזאת ו
And we start to feel this degree. And this is how we ascend.
Está bien que me sienta con ese dolor.
So it's okay that I feel this pain?
This is good, this is brilliant.
Haifa 1.
כן, שלום. אם האדם נותן חשיבות להשפעה על פני הקבלה, אז הוא משיג כלים...
If a person finds the bestowal more important than reception, then he reaches the vessels of bestowal?
Yeah. אז מה העבודה של האדם?
So what is the work of a person?
צריכים לברר ביניכם. תתחילו לשאול זה את זה
find out between you. Start asking each other and respond to each other until you reach a common agreement altogether.
Okay, now listen to 10.
Yes.
Рава, что такое вера?
What is faith?
Что такое вера? Это уверенность в том, что я не могу определить в своих мыслях и желаниях.
It's a confidence that I cannot clarify anything in my thoughts and desires.
И что?
And then what?
Я не могу определить.
I cannot determine. How do I use this in the work, this inability to determine things?
Nothing. I keep going.
I depend that I hope that I'll be able to, on a higher degree, to feel it, to understand it, or what?
Yeah.
Вера — это желание принять на себя более высокую ступень.
Faith is the desire to take the higher degree upon oneself, of higher degree of bestowal and connection, even though I know it's not within my strength.
Woman Mac 42.
Спасибо. Мы ведь должны прийти к слиянию с Творцом через слияние.
We need to reach adhesion with the Creator through the adhesion with the Ten, correct?
Десятка женская.
Yes. But if it's a women's ten and the friend are likewise, but the ten is felt like male. Is it correct? I don't understand. What's the difference, men or women? The main thing is for them to want to be connected, to attain the Creator, give to Him and feel ourselves in this state, because this state in them will be similar to the Creator.
Но то, что ощущается десятка мужчин, это правильно или
почему мужчины?
Feeling the ten is male, is that correct?
Why men?
It's as if these male aspirations to attain something, this male jealousy even.
When
I look at you, I see more women, and they have questions about how to advance. And you say that these are not women's desires.
Именно женские.
Спасибо.
Сказано благодаря.
It is said thanks to
женщинам праведницам.
The righteous women, everyone came out of Egypt. Please explain to me, how can this be? But this is the way it is said, Bezchut Nashim Katsaniyot, Yetzu Yisrael Mir Mitzrayim. So, let's treat this more seriously. I'm afraid that what you think that women don't have to do this, it's not a necessity, and so on, you're just cutting yourself off from the attainment of the spiritual world. You've received such a huge gift from the Creator, and not to use it is a crime.
Понятно.
Do you understand?
Woman, no woman. Mark 24.
Добрый день, мировому кли. Дорогой Раф.
Hello, world кли, Энди Раф.
Вы ответили, что чтобы прийти к свойству Моше.
You said that to come to the quality of Moses, we need to build and examine our intentions. Question. Can we in our intention for bestowal, for closeness with the Creator, can we open it up and talk about it in the group?
Вы должны чувствовать, насколько это можно и насколько нельзя.
You have to feel to what extent it's possible and not possible.
Which is why I'm asking.
Желательно пока этого не делать.
It's desirable not to do it for now.
Thank you.
Woman, Ukraine, too.
Да, сердечный шалом, Рав. И я хотела продолжить вопрос моей подруги по поводу веры.
Hello, Rav. I wanted to continue my friend's question about faith. Faith above reason. Да. This is bestowal above reception.
Yes.
So faith is bestowal, but we learn that bestowal is love. And at some point I heard that faith and love is not the same thing. Can you explain it?
Not the same thing.
What's the difference?
The difference is that faith is faith and love is love.
Дело в том, что
the thing is,
it's not clear.
Непонятно, ведь вера — это отдача.
It's not clear, since faith is bestowal.
Listen.
Тогда станет, может быть, станет понятно.
Then maybe it'll be more clear. The thing is, that faith
вера,
is faith, the quality of a person that he is in.
А еще что?
What else? Apart from this quality?
Love.
And love is a completely different thing.
Любовь — это то, что ощущается.
Love is what is felt in a mutual adhesion of the desires. We'll talk about this. And now we've run out of time. I had for you, I'm sorry. It's good we have many more questions. We'll clarify them tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you, everyone. Two announcements before we end. Dear friends, throughout the Passover holiday, from the 22nd to the 29th of April, there's going to be a lot of meals that will take place in the center in Petah Tikva. They will be broadcast and translated in the usual channels. The schedule for the meals and for the lessons will be sent out again. Please register. Today, Thursday, our schedule at 17:30, we're reading the study of the Ten Sefirot, and at 19:30, we're reading from the Zohar, and we'll end with a song.
שמולי נרגש כמוני האדם שמולי נושם כמוני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לך וכך מה ששנו אל תעשה לך וכך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך וכך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך וכך מה ששנו עד שאיני יכול, עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאיני יכול, עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לך וכך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך וכך מה ששנו עליך